20 years ago, September 1989, the Fox Television Network aired the new sci-fi series Alien Nation. This series explored the lives of the world's newest minorities, an alien race marooned on Earth, and their struggles to fit in and be accepted. Starring alongside Gary Graham, Eric Pierpoint portrayed Police Detective George Francisco, an alien newcomer. I talk with him about this fantastic show, its unfortunate early cancellation, and its relevance then and even now. Alien Nation was, of course, based off the movie, and then it ran for one season on the fledgling Fox network there. And it was extremely popular while it was on, before it was, you know, rudely interrupted.
Very rudely.
I guess I have to bring up, because probably very well known for your role in Alien Nation, is George Francisco.
You can bring that up.
Yeah, great. Can you believe it's been 20 years since that's premiered?
No.
Or it will be, anyway.
Sometimes when I look in the mirror, I believe it's 20 years. It doesn't really seem that long ago. And the fact is, we also, you know, the cast and Ken Johnson, our executive producer, we tend to get together every now and then.
Oh, do you?
Sort of like a family reunion, but we're just all good friends still.
Oh, that's great.
So it makes it seem like it can't possibly have been 20 years because we were just having a barbecue over Ken's house. You know?
Oh, having everything. I think Alien Nation certainly had the ability, had it not been, you know, caught under the wheels of Fox's executives. It could have run for a long time. Would it have been worth it to go in every morning and put that head on?
For a price. Maybe if you had a face left.
Yeah.
Once you got in the head, you're literally and figuratively in another world, it seems.
Right.
You know, your head is in another place.
Right.
So you're living and breathing Alien Nation and the character and all that. And it's the bonus of it was to be able to go to work with those people every day.
Sure.
Those people were talking, you know, from, you know, the producers all the way through the cast, through the crew and the writers, pretty much the most fun I've ever had in my career. And we laughed our way through each day.
Mm-hmm.
And if it hadn't been for that, I think it would have been brutal.
Right.
You know, I think that it would have been very difficult to keep it up day in and day out for any amount of years. When we did the movies, it was easier because we had, I think two movies, maybe we shot over 10 weeks, maybe 5 weeks per movie. And so that meant that most of the year I didn't have to be in it.
Right.
Although I think the series kind of played better. I think the movies, you had to kind of tackle one large event, but the series was an ongoing thing. You know, that was more, it's an episodic. So it's, you're kind of following them in their lives and you're hooking all of these stories. A lot of what plays in the show is that we really got a chance to be emotionally fulfilled, all the major characters in the show. I'm talking about Terry Trees and Michelle Scarelli and Gary Graham and, you know, everybody who was there and the kids, you know, Lauren and Sean, people were really given the opportunities to have fully realized characters. I felt that we really got our legs cut out too soon.
Yeah, oh, certainly.
The series was canceled. So to come back after a couple of years and do them, that was a blessing.
At least give it a sort of a sense of closure rather than just leaving it hanging.
I really think that we could, with the subjects going on today, political and environmental stuff going on today, I mean, there'd be endless amounts of material.
Oh, certainly. You're talking about you can't believe it's been 20 years, and I just recently got the DVDs this season, and I was watching them, and except for some interesting fashion statements that were, you know, just that was the late 80s, it actually really holds up well even to this day.
It really does. I'm always surprised when I go back, and I'm not one of these guys who goes back and checks my old workout all the time like some sad sack actor on the couch. I like to go back, and especially lately when the DVDs have come out, and I wanted to see what they looked like. They look really good. But I was just amazed. I was sort of blown away by how it does hold together, the quality of the writing and the believability of the characters. it just they, we really had something. I think we.
You really did.
Yeah,
it was
we had something special, and it's just one of those things where I think Barry Diller did not really appreciate the show as much as everybody else did, and so that's why that the series ended. And
the stories are as important today. What they hit on the subject matter. We almost need a show like that today, even more than we did then.
Absolutely, there are these very, very unusual things going on today that we were not necessarily forecasting. But I think that when you're trying to write something about the world's newest minority, you've got to throw in all kinds of mirrors up to society, and just to get us to see. Through the eyes of these fictional alien characters, what we're up to.
Right.
And then you bring in, you know, the purists and all of these evil people, and you kind of, you know, you just take a step back, you read the paper, and you kind of go,
Yeah, I know, exactly. Yeah, I think one of the things that helped is the newcomers were as believable as you can have, you know, aliens from space be. I mean, you could really buy into it, and then when you kept the subject matter so close to home with what they would face in a real situation, I think that certainly played a big part.
Well, I used to love to walk around, especially while the show was running a lot and later on the Sci-Fi Channel, and I would always, you know, when the true fans would recognize me, it was difficult, you know, being out of the head and walking around with hair, so it was a little startling. But the ones who got it, and the ones who, I guess, had seen interviews that I'd done, but basically they all felt that it was their show.
Right.
So I tell these stories of how you could be on a subway, literally like I was, and there would be just people of all races on the subways of New York. And the conversations that I used to have, because I've spent enough time in New York, and they would always choose me out in terms of, you know, getting to know me, asking me questions. You know?
Right.
It's like, oh, I love that show because that show was about me, man. That show was, that's what I had. My parents went through that and all this. And you kind of go, well, that's the idea.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that that's why you did it in an entertaining way without, you know, just kind of putting it on any one particular group of people.
Right. Yeah, I think that's kind of that science fiction has always been sort of a window to comment on, you know, the current events without, you know, pointing fingers, and you can tell stories with a little less worry about offending somebody, because it was just well, no, I was talking about an alien. I'm not talking about this religion or this race or.
Well, you get it. You know, it's a really really soft way of telling people questioning our values. You know.
Exactly. Do you have sort of bit of the fame or fortune. You've actually appeared in every Star Trek spinoff from The Next Generation on. That's kind of not many actors can say that.
One of the funny stories I have about that is that the only Star Trek I haven't been in, I was watching it on TV in college.
Right. Yeah.
and my roommate and I, you know, this is in the 60s, 70, early 69, 70. And we were watching it. And my roommate, Tim, said to me one time, he said, hey, wouldn't it be great if you were in a show like that? And I wasn't even an actor at that point.
Mm-hmm.
We all talked about, hey, wouldn't it be great to be on a show like that? You know, and then later on, you're in makeup, and you're doing all the Star Treks. You're kind of looking at all the history there. And,
right.
And the Star Treks, I think it would have been an interesting journey to be a regular on one of those. And actually, they had called me, as well as other actors, about when they were first casting various roles.
Oh, really?
You'd go down, and I remember they were, I think Gary also went down, Gary Graham also went down, and I was there and read for the Riker role.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that would have been cool.
Didn't get it.
No.
And then I remember in Deep Space Nine, they were going through their concept on whether or not they were going to go with an African American captain or whoever, a woman or whatever, and I remember going down there, and I mean, we were at this callback audition. I remember there was about four guys in the room, waiting to go in to read for Avery Brooks's part that he, which I, we didn't know whether or not they were going, which way they were going to go with it.
Right.
And I think Vanita came out actually while we were there, and she says, "I got to tell you, I think they're going to go with an African American actor on this role." And we all looked at each other and went, "Well, dang." And then the same thing happened on Voyager.
Voyager. Mm-hmm.
Where they went with a woman.
Right.
So I think I went down three times for three major roles.
Yeah.
But you knew that eventually you're going to end up on Star Trek as, you know, the ambassador, like in Next Generation, I was an ambassador
right.
of love.
Right.
And I was a Klingon on another one.
Mm-hmm.
I was captain of something on another one. And I think this last one, I was two different characters.
Yeah, I believe so.
Enterprise, I was two different characters. I had an alien and a human. But I love it because it's all sort of like a big repertory company.
Right.
And Hollywood sort of feels that way. It's, you know, you show up on, I don't know how many different shows I've done, but we've all done plenty.
All right. Well, Eric, I want to thank you very much for your time tonight.
Well, I appreciate it. And, you know, any time.
Will there be any future appearances on television?
I'm hoping that, of course, that there's going to be something else. As an actor, you're always looking for the next thing.
So, right.
There's a film that I did this spring, a black comedy called Phil Cobb's Dinner for Four, which is an independent film.
That okay.
Hopefully, it's being submitted to festivals. Hopefully, maybe it'll be in Toronto. If not there, maybe be in Sundance. But yeah, there's always something I'm up to. No, it's the life of the gypsy actor now. We're trying to find the next campsite.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, great. Hope you find plenty of campfires.
There you go. Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Bye.
This was a great pleasure for me. I'm a big fan of Eric, an even bigger fan of Alien Nation. If you have the opportunity, I strongly recommend checking out this wonderful series. Thanks for listening. This is JohnJ.net.